So close the eyes and bring attention to your body first of all, your posture. Oh my goodness. My body needed a good yawn. I regard my body as one of my closest friends. I know I don't own my body, but I care for it. So now I care for the posture. So adding the care means mindfulness gets more powerful and becomes kindfulness. So now I'm aware of my feet. And the reason why I do this, one of the reasons I do this, is because Ajahn Chah once told me that Westerners, he said, have got stupid feet. There's a wonderful way of saying it. Our mindfulness was always up in our head, figuring things out. And we didn't know where we were stepping. And how our feet were positioned when we start meditation. So now I can experience any sensations I have in my feet. If you find that difficult, just ask yourself, feet. How are you? Toes, how are you? It's kind of a method of arousing mindfulness to ask parts of your body how they are. How do you feel, soles of my feet? And if you do this again and again and again, you build up the mindfulness. You can know the sensations in your feet. And they can be fascinating. The awareness of my feet is quite strong. And I make sure that every part of my two feet are relaxed to the max. It's like I say to my feet, if there's anything I can do to make you feel better, more at ease, I will do that straight away. So now I can feel the feet, a little tingling sensation which I can be aware of. In the soles of my feet, the uppers, the heel, and all the way to the ankles. And I pause on the ankles. Sometimes people slip or they sprain their ankle. It can be a very sensitive part of your body. So when I'm feeling the sensations in my ankles, I make sure I do it with kindness and relax everything. That way, well, I can feel it happening. Those ankles get flooded with good energy. They become healthier and stronger. So kindness really works. And I keep scanning that kindness up the lower parts of my legs, through the muscles of my calves, the skin, even the bones. As best I can, I scan upwards, relaxing, healing, comforting with kindness all the way to my knees. And the muscles in my calves, they feel good. It's almost as if they're saying thank you for noticing me. They relax. And that relaxation feels delightful. It's like they've been bathed in hot water, warm water. You get to my knees. How are you doing, knees? I get to know those knees. And are kind to them. And just by noticing, being mindful of them with kindness, you can feel like channels of energy opening up. Things relaxing. Any tightness loosening. And it starts to feel even more healthy than it did when I started. The whole thing relaxes and feels at ease, pain-free. And then I keep scanning my upper legs with kindfulness, just moving as slowly as is needed. If I come across any part of that which is my thighs, which are tense or aching or painful, I will always pause there and give as much relaxing kindness as I possibly can until those feelings get much lesser, more comfortable. And then eventually I get to my butt. It's just held up a little bit by a cushion. I make sure that's comfortable too. Especially when you meditate for a long time, it's important to make sure that every part of the body, including your butt, is positioned as best as possible. Then you never have any aches or pains in that part of your body. Each part of my body is a friend and I care for it all. Then I go to my waist. How's your waist and how can it be more comfortable? For me, I usually straighten up my back like a little stretch. Because I've seen animals doing this in the forests all over the world. They stretch their backs and you can see it feels good. Even I've seen kangaroos doing that. And I go back to the bottom of my torso and start scanning slowly, especially up my digestive tracts, the bottom of the torso, making sure that everything is at ease. It's amazing what you can do, even if you've got some indigestion, aches and pains in that part of the body, you can relax it. A lot of the pain or disturbance goes away. Then I go further up my body. I'm not very knowledgeable about the organs in my body, but I know that roughly get to my tummy, and that's where I get to that tummy, make sure everything is okay, and relax it to the max, and keep sweeping it up, any of the organs in my back, livers and kidneys. If I feel anything there which needs some attention, I'll just pause. And by giving it attention and kindness, it relaxes everything. I always know that animals tense up when they're afraid, and they relax when you're kind, when you're not a threat. So I scan up my body until all of those muscles and organs are relaxed to the max, even my lungs, relaxing them all. Then I get to my shoulders, the top of my torso, and they can be tense. There's many methods to relax the muscles. One of them, which I often do, I tense the muscles up, I scrunch up my shoulders, and then I let them go. And they always get more relaxed than when I started. It's also, you learn from that, that you can let go. And what letting go is. And I scan down my arms, past the upper arms, to the elbows. If you have sore elbows or arthritis or anything like that, you can just pause a while and give really strong loving kindness to that part of your body. You'd be amazed at how you can make even aches and pains almost disappear with kindness. And along the forearms to the wrists, and past the wrists to the palms of your hand and each finger. At this point, I ask my fingers, how are you? Do you want to be adjusted? And today, they've answered me yes. So I just move my fingers slightly. Sometimes they say no, they're already comfortable enough, but today they said they wanted to be moved, so I will move them. I don't control my body. I listen to it and are kind to it. And then I move back to my shoulders and my neck. I know the neck can be tense because the head is not positioned appropriately on top of it. So at this point I often move my head forward and then back to the left, to the right, until I feel that the head is in the right position on top of the neck. So I can move onwards in my kindfulness. And I get to the face. Today my face is really itchy, I don't know why. So I'll give it a scratch because I think that's what it needs. And then I can feel it more deeply. When I feel it more deeply, especially the feelings around the eyes and around the mouth, I can relax those muscles. Because mindfulness gives you feedback. Just changing an attitude, you find that things do become more at ease. And when those muscles relax, the reason they are tense can be because something to do with your mind. Some fear, anxiety, some tension born by trying to do something or control something. So you can relax those muscles to the max. And you're also relaxing some of the negative emotions in the mind. And then, once your mind is relaxed, once the face is relaxed, then I look at my whole body, taking it as one unit, and see if there's anything which I missed out on. Make sure everything is totally relaxed. And then I can experience a beautiful, delightful feeling of a body which is at ease. There's a delight, a pleasure which comes with this. And I invite you just to taste the pleasure of relaxation. Because that delight is important later on in the meditation. The delight of a relaxed mind takes you into deep meditation states. And then I ask you to start to put your attention on your mind. How peaceful are you right now? And what is the cause of peace? When you react to anything you hear or feel, when you plan for something or start to bring up old memories, then you find no peace at all, but more busyness. Some of you are on holiday here. What does holiday mean? It means you don't do any work. You can enjoy the moment instead. How can you enjoy the moment? First, give kindfulness to this moment. Relax it. Just like you relax parts of the body. You learn how to give kindfulness to whatever you're experiencing right now. Just moment by moment. And then you may be able to notice silence in your mind. You're not saying anything. You're not thinking, you're not describing, you're not naming things. You're allowing this moment to be in silence. And then once the silence and present moment awareness are established, that's like completing the task of establishing mindfulness as a priority of Anapanasati Sutta. Now the next thing to do, if you can, invite your breathing in. Don't grab it and hold it, but open up the door of your mindfulness to be aware of breathing. Are you breathing in? Are you breathing out? Don't worry where you notice that or how you notice it. Just notice the breath. And make the breath your friend. Whatever the breath wants to do, how it wants to go in, how it wants to go out, how fast, how slow. The breath wants to stop, fine. Your job is just to be the observer. The kind watcher. I'm now going to be quiet, so please you carry on watching your breathing, if you wish, and see what happens next. Getting very close now to the end of the meditation. At this point, don't open your eyes yet, but just can you know how you feel? It has been some peace generated inside. What does peace feel like as an experience? Not as a thought or an idea, but as an experience. How delightful is it to have a mind which is happy just to be here, not needing to be distracted or go anywhere, because it's just too happy being here. And how does your body feel when the mind is at peace? The body relaxes so amazingly. It feels really healthy. When you know the results of meditation, it makes meditation incredibly attractive to do. As the Buddha said, the mind it leaps to that peace, to that silence. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, please open your eyes to come out of the meditation. Excellent.